All right, everybody. It's Friday, November 3rd. Thank God it's Friday. I hope everybody had a chance to listen to Ted Gunderson's interview yesterday. We did this show actually a week ago today, last Friday, but that's when our site got hacked. So what we did was just broadcast it yesterday. If you didn't have a chance, please take a look at it. This is Victor Thorne. You're listening to Wing TV. We're heading into the weekend. And of course, the biggest story today, beyond all the John Kerry nonsense that I don't even want to think about, is that there was an evangelical out in Denver, I believe it is. His name is Ted Haggard. And he was forced to resign today from something called the National Evangelical Association. He was the president. He also had a very huge congregation out there. And it seems that a male escort came forward and said that Mr. Haggard, or Reverend Haggard, was paying him to have sex with him. Also, there was something about methamphetamines and so forth. And what I want to look at today, and this is going to branch off into a variety of different directions, but it's a good place to start, because if you've noticed, a very rarely spoken about the subject of homosexuality on Wing TV. And the major reason is that considering all the other problems facing us in the Patriot movement, like censorship and shysters and all of these other issues that we've brought up so many other times, the gay issue seems to be nothing more than something that divides people. And some people say, well, rightly so. You know, if we look at it moralistically, people say, well, we should have people divided and there should be one side or the other. But in all honesty, here's where I come down on it. If somebody, I guess personally, is when we go out to eat sometimes, we'll get one of these big nacho plates, and it'll have the salsa chips in it, or it'll have the chips, and it'll have salsa and chili and the beans and lettuce and tomato and all these other things, and then it'll have guacamole. And I don't like guacamole, so I never use any of the guacamole. And that's basically the way I see homosexuality, is that I don't like guacamole, but if somebody else does, that's fine with them. I can't understand why somebody likes guacamole, but if they do, I'm not going to frown upon them or look down upon them. The area I have a problem with is that when the gays start making it an agenda, and everybody out there knows what I mean, when they want to get textbooks into the schools, like Heather Has Two Mommies or My Two Daddies, or when they have these parades through the streets where they're pushing it, or when they have an agenda like in Hollywood. One of the little secrets is, I think it's called the Pink Agenda, or the Pink Mafia is what it's called, where there's a subtle thing where if you're gay, you get to move ahead forward. When it becomes an agenda, then I have a problem with it. But if somebody engages in this type of lifestyle, keeps it to themselves, and doesn't create an agenda out of it, and I know a couple gays here close to us, I also know some lesbians, and they're not out flaunting it, they're not pushing an agenda, and there's no problem whatsoever. Now you're thinking, why am I bringing all this up? What's the big deal about it? It's just some evangelical out there that got with his, supposedly got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Well, it really moves beyond that, because the other day, I think it was yesterday actually, Christopher Bolin wrote an article, another article, and he's obsessed. I mean, obsessed with this subject of the American Free Press, Wing TV, Michael Collins Piper, and so forth. And he's just reiterating the same things over and over again now, how Victor Thorne is a pornographer, Lisa Giuliani and this whole thing with their kids, the American Free Press, how evil they are, Michael Collins Piper, blah, blah, blah. And he brings up one point where he says Michael Collins Piper is gay. Now think about it, folks. Think about all the problems we have in this alternative media, in this Patriot movement. We have 9/11. We have a war in Iraq. We have people that are actually censoring material. They're suppressing vital information. And on and on and on. Go to our Hall of Shame. on the Wing TV homepage. Read through them articles, and you'll see all the problems we have. Why is Bolin bringing up something like this? What in God's name does it matter in the whole scheme of things? And you know, when someone attacks someone in the alternative media, when something bad happens to them, it's all of our responsibilities to speak up for the person being harmed. We had Clay Douglas on the other day, and I'll bet you we're the only people in the whole alternative media that had Clay Douglas on. He had his house broken into. He had his computer stolen. They're messing with his bank accounts. We need to bring this to everybody's attention and rally around him. It's the same with us. When we get attacked, we appreciate the people that stick up for us. They're few and far between, but nonetheless. Now Piper is getting attacked, and I don't know if Piper's gay or not. In all honesty, I don't give a damn. You know what I do give a damn about? That he writes good books, that he writes some of the best articles there are anywhere, that he does one hell of a good radio show. That's what I care about. I don't care about any of the other nonsense. Now, Bolin goes on to say, Victor Thorne's a pornographer. He used to run this magazine called Babble Magazine. Yeah, I ran Babble Magazine. And you know what Babble Magazine was? It was a magazine that combined literature and politics and religion and art and poetry and movie reviews and book reviews and on and on and on. That's how we got the name Babel. It was a whole bunch of different things brought together all into one place, like the Tower of Babel. Now, people want to give it all kind of occult significance. It had nothing to do with that. It was a bunch of different people coming together in one place. And what I urged all of the writers and artists and columnists to do was to be as open and honest about themselves as they could be. I didn't want mamby-pamby stories about, I went out to the lake and I saw flowers and clouds in the sky and write a story about that. I didn't give a damn about it. It bores me. Just like most of the political writing in this patriot movement does. It's mamby-pamby, it's tame, and it bores me. What I urged people to do was to tell me about themselves. Give me what's deep and dark and real inside of them. Was some of this material sexual in nature? Yes, it was. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, people have sex lives. And some of it could be classified as pornography. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I was doing. I was exercising a right that it seems like we still have in this country. That's the right to openly express yourself, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press. So I get criticized for doing what I thought is our obligation and our right to have freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and freedom of the press. It's funny, it's ironic, because the people in this movement that most proclaim, oh, we got to stay away from Big Brother so he doesn't take away our freedom of the press, they're the very same people that want to shut down this freedom of expression, this freedom of press. And they're the very same people also that suppress information, that refuse to give information to a wider audience, and they even go in and censor the radio show archives and articles on their websites. I mean, physically censor these articles. One last thing about Babble Magazine. These people that were openly expressing themselves and telling their most intimate stories, a lot of these people were a whole hell of a lot more real than the phonies I see in this patriot movement today. And when I say phonies, I mean these phonies are as shallow and unreal as the phonies that I see in this phony evangelical movement, these religious right televangelists. Read my article on the Wing TV homepage, and I have to apologize. We're still having a little bit of trouble with the HTML, where some of the punctuation gets turned into question marks. Hopefully after today, this is going to be fixed. It's a problem from when we got hacked, and it's something about the compression when we upload material, and in all honesty, I don't understand it. So we're going to try to get it fixed today. But anyway, think about a few things here. We have this guy named Ted Hager, and he's forced to resign after it's disclosed that he was paying a male escort to have sex with him. Mark Foley, the representative that's now in rehab, falls into the same boat. But then again, what do we have in the Patriot movement? We have Jack Blood. We have GCN. And we have John Statmiller from RBN now linking to a bunch of cyber-stalking, rapist wannabe, psycho-sex lunatics that are 10,000 times worse than anything ever published in Babel Magazine. Because you know what the people in Babel Magazine wrote about themselves? They weren't viciously attacking innocent people in that magazine. These rapist wannabes that hate women, that want to sell drugs to children, that want to murder policemen, these are the people that John Statmiller linked to on the RBN homepage, that Jack Blood still allows on his forum on a daily basis, and that the president of GCN, Ted Anderson, is fully aware of, yet hasn't said a word against. Now, who's worse? Ted Haggard, president of the National Evangelical Association, or these creeps? I'd say they're both equally as bad because of one reason. They're phonies. They pretend to be one thing, yet in reality they're another. These are big super patriots that want to uphold God, apple pie, and America, yet they're resorting to the sickest rapist wannabes there are. How about this recently released book where it has Karl Rove and the rest of the people in his cabinet laughing at the religious right and calling them idiots and suckers and wackos, even though these people gave them millions and millions of dollars and gave them votes galore to put them into office? Isn't it the same as these phony patriots that do the same damn thing? They think you're all suckers because you fall for their ruse, just like Elmer Gantry. How about the traditionalists in this country that are appalled by the GOP, by these supposed conservatives that in fact want nothing but big government and open borders and a New World Order style one world government? They don't give a damn about abortion or any other conservative planks. And when you look at these big patriots in this movement who want God and apple pie in America, yet they resort to running around with the rapist wannabes and refuse to speak out against them. You know what you have? Phonies all around. You have Jim and Tammy Faker. Yeah, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and Oral Roberts, who were exposed as wanting one thing and one thing only from their congregation. You know what that was? Money. Money, money, money. Kind of reminiscent of buy my video in a commercial every 3 minutes and pay for my pay-per-view. They want one thing and one thing only from you, your money. Then we have gloom and doomers like Tim LaHaye. You know these guys. The rapture's coming. It's the apocalypse, the end of the world. And the only people that are going to be saved are the Christians, these big Christians that follow them. But doesn't this remind you a lot of the Y2K crowd, Alex Jones, Big Brother, police state, the world's all coming down around us? No, the world's not coming down around us. There is no official police state. Many, many people now have spoken up and said it, you know. What they're doing is creating fear, 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 nothing but fear, so that you can come into their little cult and send them your money, and you'll be like the gloom and doomers. When the rapture comes, you'll be the ones that are saved. How about Jerry Falwell? Everybody knows him. Him and his minions bow at the altar of Israel and run this massive Zionist protection racket and protect the people that are doing the utmost to destroy this country. Kind of sounds like another Zionist protection racket, doesn't it? Alex Jones. Look at all these examples. Do you see how closely these fake evangelical, religious right, televangelists resemble the fake patriots in this movement. And what most blows my mind is that I can't stand being screwed. And I can't stand being used and manipulated and bamboozled. And I can't stand seeing other people being screwed and used and bamboozled. But guess what? It seems like the masses accept it. Not only do the masses that tune into Fox News and CNN accept it, not only do the masses who sit in the pews in the congregations for the televangelists, not only do they accept it, but most people in this fake patriot movement accept that they're being screwed and used and manipulated and bamboozled. I talk a lot about the illusion. The illusion. This is what we have to get. What is it? What's the illusion? Well, the government comes out and says that they're there to serve your best interests. No, they're there to separate you from your money and to control you. Organized religion says that they're there to act as a conduit so that you can reach heaven and you can be with God. No, that's the illusion. The reality is that they want to separate you from your money and they want to control you. The mainstream media says that they want to inform you. That's the illusion. The reality is they want to separate you from your money by creating all these needs, these supposed needs and wants through their corporate advertising, and they want to control you. People in education say that they want to make you more intelligent. That's the illusion. The reality is they want to separate you through your money, from your money, through property taxes and through college tuition. And they want to control you because the colleges today and for many, many decades, by and large, aren't telling you the truth. And last but not least, how about the history books? They're there supposedly to give you a sense of who you are, where you came from, and how you originated. They connected all the dots. That's the illusion. The reality is they want to control you. They don't want you to know where you came from, and they don't want you to know who you are. How about now the alternative media? They couldn't be the same as all the rest, could they? Because the alternative media and the patriot movement, they want you to be free. And they want to give you the truth. Guess what, folks? That's the illusion. The reality is this is one of the most untruthful movements I've ever come across. It's one of the most unfree movements I've ever come across. And they want to do two things. Can you guess what it is? They want to separate you from your money. And they want to control you. Just like the government. Just like organized religion, the mainstream media, education, and our history teachers. It's all an illusion. And until we not only see the illusion, but accept that it's real, then we're going to keep on the same path that we're on now. And the people that are in this movement, the good people, the everyday people that want something to look up to, I want you all to remember something. The group is always wrong. The masses are evil. The only way to get to it, to get to the truth, not only about the world, but about yourself, is through independence. You have to become independent. Think for yourself. Don't be a part of this groupthink that I wrote about in my three-part series. Read that again. Go to the Wing TV archives. Read example 1 through 15. You'll see firsthand how groupthink operates. And I'll tell you, it's mind-boggling because the big leaders in this patriot movement, they'll come out and say, we have the New World Order. on the run. And they spend their lives fighting and chasing something that doesn't even physically exist. There is no New World Order in a physical sense. Yeah, I know. I have a book called The New World Order Exposed. I have a book called The New World Order Illusion. But you know what it is? It's a concept. You can't have the New World Order on the run, because how can something run that doesn't even physically exist? It doesn't have feet to run with. So what they do is they have you shadow boxing. They have you chasing ghosts. And they're protecting all the while the real culprits. They'll use all the buzzwords: New World Order, globalists, internationalists, controllers. But they won't tell you about 9/11 evil. They won't tell you about Israel's central role in 9/11. They'll go even further. The other day, someone sent me an archive of the John Stattmiller show. Or John Stattmiller's network. The guy running the show is named Bill Deagle. Now, I've never heard Bill Deagle's show. I know his name, but I've never listened to his show. He had a guest on named Dr. Ed Ward, MD. And these clips contained two different times during the show when there was blatant disinformation being peddled on this show. The first example was when Dr. Ward said that molten steel coming out of the World Trade Center towers actually melted cars blocks and blocks away from the World Trade Center tower. Now, you show me one damn car that was melted from molten steel running out of the World Trade Center towers, and I'll eat my hat. The second example was when Dr. Ward said that nukes were used in the World Trade Center controlled demolition. This is a debate, and I'm not bringing this point up right now to debate whether nukes were or weren't used. But he said, according to his classified information, how convenient, classified, another one of these anonymous sources, he said that the Omega organization was contracted through the Mossad, and that they did it. I'm thinking, well, all right, so far, so good. But then Dr. Ward said that the Mossad is completely independent of Israel. You get that? The Mossad is completely independent of Israel. Is that so? It sounds like this other disinfo artist on Stattmiller's network called D.L. Abramson, who is spouting the same kind of stuff. Now, how many examples of disinfo do we have to put forward just from John Stattmiller's network alone? Another thing I have to, before I move on, I have to mention that Dr. Ward, who was a guest on Bill Deagle's show on RBN, was also recently a guest on another show on GCN. Guess whose show that was? Jeff Rentz's. So you see what they do? They peddle their disinfo on GCN, which is controlled by Ted Anderson. Then they move over to RBN, which is controlled also by Ted Anderson, with John Stattmiller being his little proxy. And they spread their disinformation then on RBN. So, according to Dr. Ed Ward, the Mossad is completely independent of Israel. You know, they say you learn something new every day, and if you want to learn that, then go ahead, folks. Let's go over a couple other things. One of Alex Jones's little flunkies sent around a newsletter the other day, and it said that Alex Jones had Gore Vidal on as his guest. And now this was in big headlines. This is breaking news. This is great that Gore Vidal says that we need another 9/11 committee, another 9/11 investigative panel to look into what happened on 9/11. This is big news. And they're clapping and applauding. Gore Vidal says we need another 9/11 committee to look into these crimes. Well, folks, guess what? It's been 5+ years now. First of all, who's going to be on this independent committee. We already had one independent committee, and I hope you can hear the sarcasm in my voice. It was called the 9/11 Whitewash Committee. It was headed by Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene. And guess what? It was nothing but BS. It was even worse than the Warren Commission. So Gore Vidal says, we need another one. Well, who's going to convene this investigative committee? Where is it going to be? Who's going to be on it? Well, guess what, folks? If they ever have another one, it's going to be the same as the first one. There's going to be no difference. And secondly, and more importantly, we have to ask, when we already know who did it, when we already know who was ultimately behind 9/11, it's in the book 9/11 Evil, which is based upon the research of a whole hell of a lot of real good researchers. We know that the real culprits of 9/11 were the Israel First neocons in our own government and elements within the Israeli government. We know that, folks. It's been proven. So why would we want another phony baloney commission when, instead, why don't we promote the information that already proves who did it? Why are we playing ring around the rosy with Alex Jones and Gore Vidal saying, ooh, we need another committee. We need another committee to look into it. Well, how about In on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, Alex Jones comes out and he has another guest on and says, we need a new investigative committee. Then after 15 years, he'll have a guest on and say, we need to study 9/11. We need a new investigative committee. Hey, folks, do you see where this is going? They're bullshitting you. They're playing ring around a rosy, patty cakes, and all these other silly little games. But you know what they're not doing? They're not mentioning who really did 9/11. And they send their little newsletters out, and it's like, oh, this is big breaking news. Gore Vidal, new committee. It's BS, folks. You remember the illusion? The illusion? What are the two key components of the illusion? They want to separate you from your money, and they want to control you. That means they want to put you in a little box where you're contained, where you can be watched and controlled. Do you get it? Huh? I don't know. The way I see it is, usually it takes someone about 3 to 6 months to figure out Alex Jones and these other shysters. After 3 or 6 months, then, they're like, oh my God, you know, I fell for it at first. They have a good spiel. They come out and they bark about the police state and all this other crap. But after 3 or 6 months, most inquisitive, insightful people realize, like, oh my God, this is the same damn illusion that everything else in life is. And then they move on, and they find more real sources of information. Now, the people that don't get it, they're the ones that are no different than the televangelist crowd, than the crowd that sits in front of Fox News and ABC and CBS and listen to Rush Limbaugh or Air America. That's the same crowd. They're the people that have been watching professional wrestling for years and years. And when someone tells them, like, psst, hey, you know what? Most of this stuff in professional wrestling is fake. There's a predetermined outcome. They all sit behind the scenes and they laugh at all the suckers in the audience that think it's real. It's the same concept, folks. The mainstream media, elections, it's nothing but professional wrestling. And it's the same way with your phony balonies in this alternative media. And, you know, I was thinking, I can see it so clearly. And I know others can too, because they email us. They let us know that they're no longer going to give any money to GCN, to RBN. They're not going to buy these bogus products and the stupid water filters and all that. But then I see all the others, and they email us, and like they're bowing at the altar of these shysters. And sometimes I think it's like a big practical joke. Like they're saying, you know what, we're really going to get Victor Thorne this time because everybody's in on this joke. And they're just pulling my leg. You know, they're conning me. And then somebody's going to send me an email one day and say, hey, you know what? We were just joking around about this whole Alex Jones, RBN, GCN thing. And we're seeing if you really bought into it. You know, if you fell for the joke. And I think, oh, yeah, it all is a joke because everybody's in on it. They don't really fall for this stuff, do they? And then I realize, wait a second. This isn't a practical joke. This is real. This is the real damn thing. And these people are falling for it. They're falling for the illusion. And it just boggles my mind. I mean, it's like there's this guy named Mike Stark. And I don't know if most of you recognize the name. And I didn't until a couple days ago. But what he did was he went to a George Ellen speech. And George Ellen is running for office in Virginia. Having a lot of trouble. He's the one who was making the racial slurs and so forth. And anyway, this Mike Stark brings up some questions about his first marriage. Now, some people say, hey, maybe that's off base. Maybe it's isn't, who knows. But what happened was, is that George Ellen's thugs were sicked on Mike Stark. And they wrestled him to the ground. They almost put his head through a plate glass window, shoved him out the door. And I don't know if I missed something along the way, but I thought we still had the right to ask questions of political leaders. I thought that people in power are supposed to explain themselves. But it seems like George Ellen, who's running for office in Virginia, is no different than any of these other guys in the Patriot movement. Because when we start asking questions, what do? They sick their thugs on us. Can you see, folks, the theme of this entire show? The entire show is that the illusion in this movement is no different than the illusion out there. It's no different whatsoever. Now, we did a show a couple days ago. We called it our most important show ever, where we spoke about the illusion, where we laid everything out. And it was a very forceful show. It was energetic. At the end of it, I was buzzing because it was so good. Go into our archives. I can't even remember when we did. I think last Tuesday, but I'm not certain. But look for the one that says most important show ever. Okay? Listen to that show. Well, we got contacted by someone that said that they were offended that I used the word pussy. And I used it a couple times. And they said, how can you talk about things like that? That's disrespectful to women. Well, guess what? First of all, I didn't use it in the context of women. When I said these people in the Patriot movement are pussies, I meant cowards. I could have said cowards, but I'm not going to walk on eggshells when I'm doing this show. I'm not going to tiptoe around and be politically correct. If I really wanted to use terms that were offensive to women about their private parts, well, first of all, I wouldn't be like the cyber stalkers. I wouldn't use that. But if I wanted to use vulgar terms in regard to the pussy, I would say something like lap flounder or camel toe. But I didn't. And what boggles my mind the most is that out of this 45-minute show that revealed the truth about everything in this movement, all the phoniness, the big illusion, everything's revealed, the most this person got out of it was that I said a word. I used a word. And they didn't even criticize me in the proper context of this word. They didn't even get the context I was using it in. So who am I talking to out there in this 45-minute rant? That's all they got out of it. They've got nothing more out of it. It's unbelievable. And, you know, sometimes it's like we don't talk a lot about religion on this show either. But sometimes it's almost like I think we need a prayer session. We need a prayer session where God comes down and has Dick Cheney and Karl Rove, come in and get the damn fake patriots, the ones that are falling for this illusion. Drag them out of their houses by FEMA, because that's what they really want. That's what they're so afraid of. They listen to the fearmonger shows, and their heads are filled with this Jim Jones crazy apocalypse, Big Brother, police state stuff. And it's like they secretly want to be dragged out of their houses, kicking and screaming. Well, why the hell doesn't God come down here in our prayer session and have Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and the jackbooted thugs come in and drag them out? Because this movement isn't being helped in the least by the fake patriots, by the ones that are falling for the illusion, the ones that can't differentiate what's reality and what's illusion. It's like they're living in Oz, and they believe that the wizard is for real. They believe that Santa Claus still exists. And you know what? How are they going to help us? What are they going to do with any of us to push us forward? These guys have been around now for nearly 15 years. These people that are on GCN and RBN, you know, the power elite, those at the top of the cabal. And you know what? If you let them keep going, they're going to be around for another 15 years. And you're going to keep pushing the illusion, separate you from your money, and keep you controlled. One last thing. We have to talk about Israel. And this is the boogaboo subject of all. This is where the biggest control comes in. Because I see what happens whenever anybody starts talking about this subject. In this alternative media, this patriot movement where freedom of speech, right, is supposed to be exercised all the time. Where it's supposed to be encouraged and applauded. And our most important goal, right? To get information out, to speak freely, and have everybody else take this information and run with it. But boy, oh boy, when it comes to Israel, freedom of speech is all of a sudden taboo. It's dangerous. You get blackballed. You get kicked off of networks. You get censored. You get called names. Just like, guess what? In the mainstream media. And just like the government does. And just like your New World Order does. Don't talk about the Jewish problem. Don't mention it. But guess what? Who controls your money? Huh? Who controls your money? You know who controls it. Who controls the media? And who controls Hollywood? Who controls the Senate and foreign policy? Who controls the lawyers in the history books? Huh? Who controls all of them? We know what it is. It's a Jewish agenda. It's undeniable. Who is behind 9/11? Who is behind our war in Iraq? It's the nation of Israel. Yet, 99% of those people, these free thinkers in the patriot movement, won't utter a word about it. This is your freedom, folks. You know what your freedom is? It's an illusion. It's a protection racket. Because those who are most dangerous in this world are the ones protecting our worst enemy. This is directed at Alex Jones. This is directed at 911truth.org. This is directed at each and every person out there that quivers and shakes, or else takes the opposite stance, does everything humanly possible to prevent the word Israel or Judaism to be used. Do they want you to read the Talmud? No, they'll go after the Bohemian Grove until they're blue in the face. But something that's 1,000 times more dangerous, the Talmud, they won't tell you about. They won't promote it. They won't encourage you to read it. It's just like the Catholic Church doesn't want you to read the Bible. You know why? They don't want you to read Jesus' words, because once you do, you realize how fake and phony the Catholic Church is. And it goes on and on and on. Alex Jones has a big new video about terror attacks. But nowhere in there is there any history of Israel's long, long history of terrorism. State-sponsored terrorism. It goes back to the USS Liberty, the Levant Affair, Oklahoma City, 9/11, even WTC-1, the first bombing in 93. Israel's fingerprints are all over each and every one of these acts of terrorism. Yet, the majority of people in this big freedom movement don't tell you anything about it. And they'll even use words like Zionism or neocon, which is nothing more than another cover. Another cover for the reality of the situation. Or, every once in a while, they'll even mention the name Israel. And all the little brain-dead followers then will email me and say, hey, look, Alex mentioned Israel today. That proves that he's not running a protection racket. But then he won't mention that word again for another 4 months. And when he does in 4 months, just to keep all the little mice in their little places, and they'll say, oh boy, Alex is really on it now. In reality, he'll go another 4 months and not mention a damn word about it. And Mr. Hero, the grandfather of 9/11, won't tell you about who really did 9/11. He won't tell you about Flight 93. Folks, this is so phony. And another thing, last but not least, the biggest taboo of all, the Holocaust. God forbid any of these big truth seekers look into that. You know why? Because once people realize that the biggest scam job ever in the history of the world was this fake, phony Holocaust where the numbers don't even remotely add up. Once you see through that lie, the entire house of cards crumbles. You see how the Balfour Declaration was written, why two world wars were fought, and how the UN was created to form this fake welfare nation, this psychopathic viper, this tick. It's like a tick on a dog that sucks blood. That's what it is. And once you realize the fakery of the Holocaust hoax, everything else is absolutely clear then. But do your big wigs tell you about that? Nah. They'll tell you about the globalists or the New World Order, things that don't physically exist. But see, when you look into the physics and the reality of the Holocaust, guess what? An entirely different world opens up to you. So, folks, there you have it. We're going into the weekend. Do we want the illusion? This is what's closest to us. The people giving us our information are the ones that need to be most subject to examination. We know the government's lying. We know the mainstream media is lying. There's only one last wall between you and reality. There's only one illusion left, and that's these fakes, these fake patriots, and these phonies in the alternative media. If you can get rid of them and open your eyes to the world, if you can do that, folks, you have reality. And think of how freeing that concept is. The boulder will be taken off your shoulder, and you'll be free to finally think clearly. The big question is, do you want that? Do you want freedom of thought? Or do you still want to be under the illusion and have your mind contained and put into a little box like a docile little sheeple? To me, this seems a whole hell of a lot more important than having a radio show host come out and read news to you off his little script or off the internet where they just read verbatim off of it. You know, it's easy to go out and find the news. I do it every day. You can do it every day. But to find reality, that's a whole different ball of wax. I'll be back on Monday on Wing TV. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Thank you for tuning into this show. It means more to you than you'll ever know. Take care. Keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.